好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Hi everyone, I'm David.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And welcome back to ChineseClass101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Chinese. Today we've got Intermediate Series Season 1, Lesson 14 for you. Tough Career Choices.
特别是在中国。
Yes, tough career choices in China. This actually brings back memories for me of being in junior school, and you've got the student and you've got the guidance counselor to tell you what job you're going to get when you grow up.
所以这个对话发生在学校里。
Right, it takes place in a school, and the speakers are speaking casual Mandarin as always. So, we're going to get you to the dialogue now. Before we do, though, we want to remind you, listening along is not the best way to learn Chinese.If you want to make the most progress, make sure to grab the PDF transcripts for all of our lessons from ChineseClass101.com. This is going to help you remember the vocab and help that grammar point stick. For now, though, let's go to the dialogue.
我们来规划一下你的职业吧。
我不知道我要做什么，我很迷茫。
你的爱好是什么？
集邮。
你的体力如何？
我跑得很快，视力 5.0。
那你最擅长的事情是什么？
不要面子，脸皮厚。
综合来说，最合适你的职业是捡破烂。
One more time, a bit slower.
我们来规划一下你的职业吧。
我不知道我要做什么，我很迷茫。
你爱好什么？
集邮。
你体力如何？
我跑得很快，视力 5.0。
那你最擅长的事情是什么？
不要面子，脸皮厚。
综合来说，最适合你的职业是捡破烂。
And now, with the English translation.
我们来规划一下你的职业吧。
Let's spend a bit of time planning your career.
我不知道我要做什么，我很迷茫。
I don't know what I want to do. I feel so confused.
你爱好是什么？
What are your hobbies?
集邮。
Collecting stamps.
你体力如何？
How's your physical condition?
我跑得很快，视力 5.0。
I can run quickly and have 20/20 eyesight.
那你最擅长的事情是什么？
So what are you best at doing?
不要面子，脸皮厚。
Oh, I don't worry about face much, and I've got thick skin.
综合来说，最适合你的职业是捡破烂。
Then, your most suitable job is picking up trash. We have a lot of really useful words here, actually. So, let's get right to the vocab section.
And now, the vocab section.
规划
Plan
规划规划职业
Occupation
职业职业迷茫
Bewildered.
迷茫迷茫集邮
Stamp collecting.
集邮集邮体力
Physical condition.
体力体力视力
Eyesight.
视力。擅长。
To excel at.
擅长。面子。
Face.
面子。综合。
General.
综合。捡破烂儿。
To pick up the trash.
捡破烂儿。
Okay, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of these words and phrases. Our first word is
规划
which means a plan or to plan.
规划
Right, to plan.
规划对这个可以是一个动词也可以是一个名词比如说你需要一个规划或者你需要规划什么什么事情
Yeah, it's either a verb or a noun.
规划
Right. Now, the second word is a bit more difficult. It's an adjective.
迷茫
Let's hear that again.
迷茫
So, what does this mean?
就是说不太清楚不知道自己要做什么
Yeah, it means kind of hazy or bewildering or confusing.
没错
Right. So, in the dialogue, they said, I feel very 迷茫
我很迷茫
In what kind of situation should people use this?
比如说他刚丢了工作很迷茫或者说你失恋了吗这么迷茫
If you break up with someone, then you feel disconnected, maybe.
对迷茫
So bewildered, disconnected, confused, hazy. Can we use this to describe anything but people?
迷茫更多的是人的感觉所以不能用在别的地方、
okay.
只能说、这个人或者说他感觉很迷茫、
And most of the time it's us
我们都很迷茫、
Okay Moving on, our next word is a word you guys should be familiar with It means physical condition
体力
Right So, physical condition
体力
That's literally body strengthAnd you know those words. You probably haven't run into the word for eyesight, though.
视力
Which is literally vision strength.
对视力
Now, in our dialogue, we learned that our student has a
视力 of 5.0
Right. Which raises the question for anyone who's not Chinese. Is this good or bad?
这个是好的。但是现在我们一般不说 5.0, 我们也可以说 1.5.我觉得好像是我不太确定应该是 1.5 和 5.0 是一样的就是在这个中文里有我们有一个视力表
Okay, well,、so we're reliably informed that 5 is good
对
And 1.5 is also good
对这是两个不同的标准但是因为我已经很久没有去查视力了所以记不太清楚
So if someone goes into an optometrist and they tell the optometrist that they've got 20/20 vision
那是什么东西
The optometrist will be totally confused then.
对我已经觉得很迷茫了
Okay, so just take the test. Our final word is
擅长
which means to excel at something.
在对话里我们听到这个人他擅长捡破烂儿
Yeah.
或者说是他的那个顾问认为他擅长捡破烂儿
Yeah, it means they would excel at picking up trash.You can excel at anything, though. So,
对，比如说擅长英文，擅长数学，就擅长学习什么，或者比如说擅长做一件事情，擅长游泳，擅长做饭，都可以。
Yeah, it's something where you've got some kind of 天赋 or a natural gift or natural ability to it. Okay, so that's our vocab section. A lot of really useful words in this dialogue.With that, though, we're going to move on to the grammar section where we've got something that's going to make you sound really educated.
好的。
It's grammar time.
This grammar point is going to make you sound incredibly smart. Echo. What, you don't agree?
我们看吧。
Okay, what is it, Echo?
如何?
Right. This is a question word.
如何?
It's like...
怎么样?
Right. We're going to put it at the end of sentences. In the dialogue, we see this in the following sentence.
你体力如何?
How is your physical condition? Pay attention to the word order.
你体力如何?
Your body, how is it?
或者我们也可以说你视力如何?
Right. How is your eyesight?
你视力如何?
Your eyesight, how is it?
或者也可以是作为一个 suggestion, 可以说我们明天去逛街如何?
Right. Shall we go window shopping tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the important thing here is the word order. It's much different than in English.
Mm-hmm.
So our question word is coming at the end.
如何?
Right. So either we have the object and then 如何, or we have a suggestion
对
and then
如何,
Right.
其实如何就是怎么样。所以他们很多时候都是可以 interchangeable.
Right. And this is why it's going to make you sound a lot more educated.
Mm-hmm.
Because 怎么样 is really the really colloquial way of saying this.
对但如何是很正式的说法。
Yeah, it's very formal.
对但是你也要小心不能平时在生活中和朋友聊天经常有事没事就说如何如何。
Yeah,
听起来有点奇怪。
It's going to sound a bit strange if you use it in very casual conversations.
对但是比如说发短信啊或者写信的时候你可以用一下也没有关系。
Yeah.And you're going to hear it in more formal situations or where there's some kind of authority gap, such as in our dialogue between the student and the teacher.
对。
Okay, great. Let's have a few more examples of this.
我们来规划一下你未来的生活如何?
Why don't we plan out your future life?
我们来规划一下你未来的生活如何? 我儿子的视力如何?
How is my son's eyesight?
我儿子的视力如何?
My son's eyesight, how is it? The answer is probably 5.
或者是 4.8 什么的。
Yeah,
也可以。
Anyway, it's not going to be 2020.
你不好好学习,长大去捡破烂如何?
If you don't study well, when you grow up, you're going to be a trash collector.
如何?
如何? How about that?
对。你不好好学习,长大去捡破烂,如何?
If you don't study well, when you grow up, you're going to be a trash collector. How about that? So that just about does it for today. We've learned a lot of useful vocab, especially for career planning.
没错。
And talking about your eyesight. And we've learned a grammar point that is going to make you sound very smart.
而且非常正式。
Yeah, so don't overuse it though.Yeah, but don't overuse it, though. Before we go, we want to remind you, we've got a review track on ChineseClass101.com for this lesson. And it has all of the vocab for this lesson.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it and practice speaking along with us.
没错。
This is going to help your pronunciation get a lot better.
或者说变成完美的。
Or become perfect. So how about that?
如何?
Right. From Beijing, though, for today, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
我们网上见吧。
我们来规划一下你的职业吧。
我不知道我要做什么，我很迷茫。
你的爱好是什么？
集邮。
你的体力如何？
我跑得很快，视力 5.0。
那你最擅长的事情是什么？
不要面子，脸皮厚。
综合来说，最合适你的职业是捡破烂。